أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قتلتم نفسا فادارأتم فيها والله مخرج ما كنتم تكتمون. In the previous ayats we read the various aspects of the Bani Israel when they had killed a person, or one person killed a family member, and then in order to claim blood money and also his inheritance, he blamed other people. And that whole discussion we did, Allah had commanded, in order to find out who the murderer is, that a cow be slaughtered and a piece of that cow be put on that person. He'll come back alive, he will name his murderer, and then he will die again. Further to the same instance, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَدَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا. And when you remember that time when you people had killed a certain respected, honorable person, that is one amongst you, amongst the Bani Israel, who had killed one of their respectable and honorable people. And as we had explained, one version is that it was the uncle of a person who was very wealthy, and his nephew was the only inheritor, and he wanted to claim the inheritance, and therefore he killed his uncle, and then he wanted blood money also, so he took his body and he put it within a certain neighborhood, so that those people there must be blamed and blood money must be claimed from them. So Allah Ta'ala says, remember that time when this had happened, and then you people argued amongst yourselves and blamed one another. Everyone blamed the other, nobody was taking the blame for that murder. And as we had read, they asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua and need, so that we could find out who the true murderer is. For that, when Musa alayhi salam made dua, Allah Ta'ala had commanded that slaughter a cow and put a piece of flesh of that cow on that person. Whether it was the tongue of that person, or whether it was of that animal, that cow, or whether it was the tail, just put it on that person and then he will come back to life. And this was done that this will be 100% acceptable, that a person who has seen the life of the Akhirat, the life of the grave, Barzakh, the actual life, there is no possibility that he is going to be lying in any way whatsoever. And everyone will accept it wholeheartedly. When they put it, and then he came back to life, and just to mention the name of his murderer, and then again he fell down and died again forever. At that time, this rule, which is in our Sharia also, has made that if a person murders somebody, whether it was the father who murdered the son or the son who murdered the father, then they will not acquire inheritance. That will block the inheritance. Otherwise, a father inherits from his son, a son inherits from his father. But murder is such a thing, once it is proven, then that person will not inherit from the person whom he murdered. And not only that, but qisas, that is blood money, also becomes wajib. That also he has to pay. So we see this greed, which we had explained in detail, and which today is in the form of various insurance policies, how much of harm it causes. This person was hoping to gain all the inheritance of his uncle, who was very wealthy. And together with that, he became more greedy, and he wanted the blood money from those people by placing it in that neighborhood and blaming them, that they will have to pay the blood money to him also. The complete opposite happened. No inheritance he acquired, and he had to pay qisas to those people. So this is how when man goes away from the commands of Allah and follows his own whims and desires, he follows man-made things and laws, then everything goes upside down in his life. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. اور اللہ کو ظاہر کرنا تھا جو تم چھپاتے تھے. اینڈ اللہ وانٹڈ اٹ ٹو بی میڈ نون دیٹ وچ یو پیپل ور ہائیڈنگ. That is who the true murderer was, it was being hidden and Allah wanted to make it known, and also by this Allah has made it known to the Bani Israel at that time, to all of us till the day of Qiyamah, that Allah's Qudrat is over everything. As here we see that just by putting one part of that cow onto that person's body, he came back to life. And this was not the quality or the speciality of that cow or the part of that flesh, but it is the Qudrat of Allah that was working behind it. Just like that, realize that when a person is dead, he'll be in his qabr for thousands of years. There will be no sign, but Allah's Qudrat is above everything, and Allah will bring all back to life on the day of Qiyamah again. And also the life of the qabr, which is known as barzakh, the intermediary life between this dunya and the day of Qiyamah, that is also a reality. And whoever are in their qabrs are going through there, whether it is good or bad, but they are living there and they are going through. This aqeedah, this belief and iman of ours has to be made very strong, and we have to realize that whatever we do in this world is not just we have done it, finished, and it's over. But the recompense of that will definitely come in the qabr also, and moreover on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah through this has shown this reality, and it is for us to strengthen our iman on the life of the akhirah, and that we realize we are not in this dunya. We can't plan and plot and do things just for dunya's sake. The real thing we must keep in mind is our akhirat, our life of the qabr, the day of Qiyamah, and then the eternal abode, whether it be Jannat, may Allah grant it to all of us in our marhumeen, or whether it be the other way of Jahannam, may Allah save us all. So our whole life, whatever we do, is having an effect there, and that is a 100% reality. And this instance which happened is not only mentioned in the Quran Sharif, but it has come through various scriptures and through historical narrations also. There is no doubt that this has happened. And also Allah Ta'ala from time to time shows the signs of the unseen, even in today's world now, from time to time. And this is also these are the favors of Allah to strengthen our iman and to give us that conviction that Allah alone is the doer, and that akhirat is our real life. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Wa akhiru da'wana.